This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to Hamas leaders. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries in February 2022. Russia's defense ministry says two missiles and several rockets fell on the city and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier that rained missiles and drones on several parts of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, condemned the unacceptable behavior, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Flu cases are surging across the United States.
There was a 16% increase in positive flu test results reported last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths, bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A California law that bans guns in most public places will take effect at the start of 2024, thanks to a federal appeals court. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an administrative stay, meaning it will temporarily place the injunction filed by Judge Cormac Carney on hold. Carney believes the bill violated U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom says the ruling will allow the state's common sense gun laws to remain in place while we appeal the district court's dangerous ruling. 8 people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. 8 of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive tomorrow. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo, Truist, shipping services like UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank before heading out because they may have modified business hours. But you can't expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Bill Martinez.
Never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop.
Well, welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Our next guest, his reputation has preceded him. But for those of you that are still learning about the prophetic voice of one Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, let me remind you here, or at least update you, if you need some updating. Jonathan Kahn caused a worldwide stir with the release of his explosive first book, The Harbinger, which became an instant New York Times bestseller, brought him to national and international prominence. His next four books were all New York Times bestsellers: The Mystery of the Shemitah, The Book of Mysteries, The Paradigm, and the highest debuting book, The Oracle. Long before writing these books, he was known for opening the deep mysteries of Scripture and bringing forth messages of prophetic import. He leads Hope of the World, an international outreach of the world, an outreach of the Word, teachings and compassion projects for the needy around the world. He also leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel, made up of people of all backgrounds just outside of New York City in Wayne, New Jersey. Called the prophetic voice of the generation, Rabbi Kahn is a much sought after speaker and has been highlighted in the New York Times as well as many national and international media. He has spoken to the United Nations on Capitol Hill and to millions of people around the world. I welcome our good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you always, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan, I am so excited to talk about this latest New York Times bestseller, The Josiah Manifesto. It's the ancient mystery and guide for the end times, as mind-blowing as all your bestsellers, with something a little bit different. The blueprint, the answer, the manifesto. The Josiah Manifesto opens up the stunning mysteries that lie behind the dramatic events of recent times and have changed our world. And the message hidden within them with regard to what lies ahead. Is there an answer, a guide, a blueprint that reveals what we need to know to survive, to stand, to prevail in view of what's coming in the days ahead? Right, Jonathan?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. This is, Bill, I knew I had to write this book on the last day, on the day I finished the last book, The Return of the Gods. I knew from that moment I had to do this. And I would say this. What if God was speaking to us? What if he was giving us a revelation of where we are prophetically, where we are going, what lies ahead, how to prepare for that, how to stand, how to prevail? There's as an answer or a blueprint or a guide, you know, about what we are to do. Is there such a guide in the Bible that God is pointing to? And the other thing is that, what if what we are watching in our days, what if behind all these events, everything we've been through, it's actually an ancient mystery and an ancient calendar of God that actually ordains the events of our times and actually even gives the timing of those events. This is what the Josiah Manifesto is going to open up, is going to reveal. And it's really, in many ways, Bill, it's the mysteries that kind of began with other books like The Harbinger and all the way to The Return of the Gods are kind of coming home and coming together in the Josiah Manifesto. And then it opens up a key about what is the key? What do we need to know? So the first part of the book are the mysteries. What is happening? The last part is what is the plan? Is God giving us a blueprint about what to do?
Well, as you pointed out in your previous books, Jonathan, there seems to be a consistent model about our God who says he's the same yesterday and forever. He also tells us in the Old Testament that a people without vision, people without revelation will perish. So that reminds us that God is revealing things that, you know, at their appropriate time to us. The question is, are we listening, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's one of the things that have been, I believe, in all the books I've done is that it shows that the God of the Bible is alive and well. And yes. The same way that he was real back then in every human event, so in our time as well. And then the ultimate thing is, you know, first, what is he saying? What is he speaking? Is he calling us? Is he warning us? Is he giving us away? Well, that's what I really all the books I have written are along those lines. Mm-hmm. Is he unfolding his plan in our day?
Exactly.
This one more than any other goes to the answer, but yes. It is all that. God is real and we have to respond.
Without a doubt. It was quite interesting. I open up the first chapter and you take me to Cuba. I'm like, Cuba, come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Well, this is in many ways, the book is kind of, it begins as kind of a prophetic journey, a prophetic puzzle piece, putting all the pieces together that right. Then they come together to open it up. And so it begins on the island of Cuba, as you said, and there's so much there. I won't go through a lot of it, but I was asked to go to Cuba when Fidel Castro opened the island up for 1 month of, quote, religious freedom. He was going to allow believers to, you know, have open air events and throughout the entire island. They asked me to come and open it up with the sound of the shofar and then journey with it, the events, which ended in Havana, Revolution Square with Fidel Castro. He came. And the thing is, God opened the door for me to enter into his presidential palace and give him some gifts. And actually, I don't know if I said this, Bill. But before I even left, I was basically given a word that this was going to happen, that I was going to enter the palace of the king, the word said. And so I had prepared to give him, and I gave him three gifts. One was a Bible, which are banned in Cuba. Mm-hmm. And two was a shofar, the sign of the Jubilee. The message I kept sharing was the Jubilee. Okay. So it was and the third one was a piece of paper where I gave him a message, and it had to do with the Jubilee. Now, it turned out that it was very prophetic because he came to power in 1959. He would be in power. What basically the word given him was giving him the exact time he would have left.
Yes.
We were praying that he would really open things up afterwards. He didn't, but the revival never stopped. But his reign would end. And when it ended, it was according to the mystery of the Jubilee, which is what I gave him.
Wow.
And it ended up, his reign ended in the year, the year of Jubilee, of his 50th year in power, the 50th day, the Jubilee day, and the exact hour, 50 years,
wow.
50 days, the exact hour from when Batista, the dictator before, resigned. He resigned in the same way. So it's amazing. God is in charge of everything. That kind of sets up the stage for the Jubilee, which has everything to do with our lives.
Here you are. You're a guest. You go and meet up with this a communist ruler, and you have, you got news for him, and it's not all that great. It's like, hey, guess what? The stage is starting, you know, the curtain is starting to come down on your stage, right?
Yeah, well, you know, God is saying, listen, I'm in charge. I'm in charge of human history. I mean, when you think about it, the American government, the CIA tried everything to get Fidel Castro out of power. It ended up, it was Leviticus 25, the Jubilee of God, that actually did it. God is in charge of every single event. And this thing is going to go to our times. It has actually affected, the mystery of the Jubilee actually has affected our lives.
Well, yeah, and you point this out throughout the book of Josiah Manifesto, which, Jonathan, right now, how can people get their hands on this book?
Yeah, the Design Manifesto is literally everywhere. It just came out, you know, so this is, you know, just came out yesterday from this. But it's everywhere, wherever there are books, Barnes & Noble, I mean, from, you know, Amazon right now online, every place online has it. Walmart even has it. It's really everywhere. And it's Christian and secular have it. But I pray people get it not just for themselves, but also for people in their lives, because we all need to hear. It looks like this. I know you're going to hold it up, but that's the only copy I have.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. To creatively reach more people with the gospel, the Tide Ministry is hosting their 3rd annual Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive. This event kicked off on January 2nd, 2024, with a goal to gather 5,000 pairs of new or gently worn shoes by March 6th. The shoes collected will foster microbusinesses in developing countries around the world, and the funds raised from this campaign will benefit gospel outreach through literacy classes in India. The Your Souls, Their Souls campaign is a great way to bring awareness to what the Tide Ministry does around the world, and can be an easy way to further the Great Commission by clearing out your closet. To learn more about the Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive, and how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Rabbi by Jonathan Kahn. His new book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. Jonathan, also bring into perspective, because my understanding was Hawaii was instrumental in the introduction of abortion. It was passed by their legislature. The governor refused to sign it, but yet it kind of came into law by default.
That's exactly right. Hawaii was the first to legalize it on American soil. New York was the first to introduce it to the continent and the first to introduce it in the legislature before Hawaii. But that's very significant. Yes. Hawaii, so that's the very beginning. That when it happened, and everything you said is exactly how it happened, kind of unlikely, but it just happened. And it happened, the date was March 11th. That's when abortion on demand actually begins on American soil in Hawaii. American soil. Well, okay, let's go 50 years later. Let's go one jubilee and see if it leaves anything. It leads you to March 11th, 2020. Anything happen? March 11th, 2020 is the day that all the media identifies as the day the plague changed everything. It was the day that the quarantine came on America, the day that Trump announced, addressed the nation, the day that the lockdowns came, the day that the stock market, everything. It's the day when the force of this plague fell on America. 50 years to the date when abortion fell on America.
And amazing that even the title of the pandemic, COVID-19, explain to our audience the significance of that title and the number 19, how that plays.
Yeah, there's actually, in the very first book I wrote, Bill, which is The Harbinger, you know, I allude to this because the prophet and Nouriel are talking. And Nouriel says, well, how long is it from that first shaking when the attack comes on the land? How long is it till the next main shaking or destruction? Well, and he says, and I knew the answer was 19.
Right.
And I said, but I didn't want people to set dates. So the prophet says about 20, you know, but that's what I say. That's what he was referring to. It was 586 BC when the armies of Babylon made that first strike in the land. And then it was 19 years later when the greater shakings came. Well, with America, it was 9/11. It was 2001. Well, so when is the 19th year? The 19th year is the year 2020. Same thing, 2020. And on top of it,
yes.
19, you know, as you said, what do they call the plague? They call it COVID and then the number 19, which is a number, by the way, linked to judgment.
Yeah, exactly. And COVID, the term, in terms of its relationship to a crown, right?
Yes. Yeah. The place where, and I open up, you know, with Jeremiah prophesying over that valley of Hinnom. They offered up their children on the altars to Baal and Moloch in the valley of Hinnom. And, you know, actually we get the word for hell, Gehenna, comes from the valley of Hinnom.
Right.
And so he prophesies that. So, and what he's saying is that where you did this, it's coming back. You made this a place of death for the children. Well, death is coming back to the same place. Well, here's the thing. Does America have a Valley of Hinnom? It does. The Valley of Hinnom of America is New York.
Mm.
And the reason is, number one, that is where it entered the continent. But secondly, New York from that day on is the abortion capital of America. More children, the blood is shed there in New York than any other place in America. So what would that say according to the mystery? Well, the mystery is that the death that comes is going to focus on there. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
When this plague came to America and when America became the center of this pandemic in the world, at that moment, New York becomes the center of America, which is the center of the world. New York becomes the global pandemic. America's abortion capital becomes the plague capital. And the thing is, there was so much happening, you know, actually, you know, it was one out of every two people in America who were getting struck in New York, if you can believe it. And then the other thing is that New York passed a gigantic milestone on April 10th of that year, because April 10th, there were more cases of this plague in New York than there were in any other nation, including China, including every other nation. And so April 10th, anything about that? Go back 50 years and it takes you to April 10th, 1970. Anything happen? New York legalized abortion in New York on April 10th, 1970.
and you look at the numbers, Jonathan, you break them down in the book, abortion numbers, and it seemed from that point forward, the numbers rose exponentially, which seems to be corresponding with the number of infections with COVID.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, the way it spread, first, there's a mystery to that because, you know, the Bible speaks about gates a lot. You know, yeah. And judgment comes to the gates and things come through the gates. Well, does America have a gate? Yeah, it's New York. Always. It's always been New York. New York is the gate. And the thing is, it wasn't just that abortion came to New York at the beginning. It came through New York. In fact, Bill, in those first 5 years until Roe versus Wade, 70 to 73, most abortions in America were performed in New York. People would come there and it would spread to the nation. But the thing is that, so when the plague comes 50 years later, they found out, they didn't know at the beginning, but they looked at the genes of the DNA, of the plague, of the virus. You know what they found out? The majority of cases of the plague came through the gate of New York, just like it came, the abortion came, same thing. Then in the same year, 1970, there was one other gate in the continent, and that was Washington State. And that was the other gate through which abortion came to the continent. Well, 50 years later, guess what? The plague comes through two gates. The other gate is Washington State, the Western Gate, and the very first case, patient zero, is through there, which is identified on this 50 years to the day that abortion begins in New York, you know, that the bill comes. So it's amazing. And the other thing is, so if anybody had COVID, that virus bore witness, had the markers of the two gates through which America began shedding its children exactly 50 years before. And when you speak about the numbers, because that was like the last thing, it's almost like, you know, the unavoidable question.
Right.
That, you know, Jeremiah says, well, you know, what's going to happen is going to match what you did to the children. Well, so I thought, could it match? You know, and so the question is, how many children were killed in that first, you know, that critical 3-year window from the entrance of abortion to Roe versus Wade? The number is 1.3 million. Well, 50 years later, you have another 3-year window that matches it year for year, Jubilee. It's 2020 to 2023. How many did the plague strike? 1.3 million. It struck 1.3 million. Wow. That matches the 1.3 million children.
Are we in judgment?
I believe we are in judgment. I don't believe it has to be the end, but I believe we are in the process of judgment and we are heading to calamity, but there is also hope, you know, which we'll get to at the end, but that is all part of it as well.
Again, we're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his just released book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. And, Jonathan, I cannot thank you enough for you addressing this critical issue. Hearts have been crying. We read in the Old Testament, when Cain killed Abel, God says that your brother's blood is crying out unto heaven. You imagine the cries that have been crying out to heaven for 50 years of the murders of these innocent children, 60,000 roughly estimated, those to try to keep tab of these numbers, say that doesn't even account those that have been chemically aborted, which is easily probably another 40,000 that have been murdered along the way. I should say 40 million, I'm sorry. But here it is. So you imagine what the screaming sound in heaven must sound like because of the shed blood of innocents.
Yeah, you know, we say that, you know, I mean, because it's the truth. And we've been saying that for years, like, how can you kill 60 million children and not have any consequences? Well, here what we're opening up today, Bill, is that there are consequences. The consequences are quite exact. And in many ways, it's merciful compared to what we did. But still, it's a wake-up call. It's a gigantic wake-up call, but it's an exact parallel. So, yeah, you cannot do that and not have consequences. You know, the blood, God sees the blood of the children and hears the voices of the children.
Some days disease I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to Hamas leaders. Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is with us. Josiah Manifesto, his new book, is what we're talking about. You know, I've shared with Jonathan, you know, continually. In fact, he didn't quite understand what I meant. And he just would kind of go along and just, you know, because he's so gracious. You know, because I told him, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, another revelation. You chicken skinned me. And so I had to explain to him later because it finally became evident because we were face to face and talking about it. And he had that kind of quizzical look. Chicken skin. What do you mean by that? And I said, you know, goosebumps. And this is the thing that Jonathan brings to the conversation and in every one of his books is that it is, you know, one of those oh yeah moments where the light bulb goes on and it's so bright, it's undeniable that you know that it comes from the throne room of God. It's true revelation. Mm. And, you know, and I just so appreciate not only his grace that he puts up with me and my own mannerisms and references.
It's wonderful, Bill. It's a joy, truly.
Well, I want to talk about how in the book, in the Josiah Manifesto, you tie in January the 6th.
Yeah.
Break that down.
Yeah, yeah. And to set the stage of that, and this is not, by the way, it's not getting political. It's a matter of something biblical here. You know, as I said, like a lot of the mysteries from the other books are actually coming home in the Josiah Manifesto. Exactly. One of them is called the paradigm. Mm-hmm. And I did. And the paradigm, you see how the parallels between modern leaders and ancient leaders, and it's like eerie. But one thing behind Donald Trump, and it's not about Donald Trump, but the thing is, it's not that he even knows it, but Donald Trump is following the paradigm or the parallel of, in the Bible, of a man called Jehu. Mm-hmm. Jehu was wild. Donald Trump's wild. Jehu was unpredictable. Donald Trump. Jehu was a fighter. Donald Trump fights with everybody. Jehu was, we don't know where he was with God, but he was used of God. Mm-hmm. And he was used at a certain time when the nation was falling from God, and he rose to the throne. He begins a chariot race. Yeah, he begins a race to the throne on his chariot. And so Donald Trump begins a race to the White House. And Jehu makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the nation. So yeah. Donald Trump. He actually makes a partnership with one of them. So did Donald Trump. And then Jehu comes face to face with the nation's former first lady. Showdown with the nation's former first lady, Jehu. So did Trump. And everybody was saying Hillary was going to win. Well, the paradigm said the modern day Jehu is going to win. And he did. Then Jehu comes to the capital city with an agenda to, quote, drain the swamp. And that's basically what Trump came with. Now, there's so much more to this, but I will just say a few things. One, January 6th, there is a template in the Bible. Now, this template it's in the Bible. It is spoken of in the paradigm, that book, but it came true years after I wrote the paradigm. So that's why I put it in the manifesto, Josiah Manifesto. It's this. The Jehu gathers people together in the capital city. He calls them to come to the capital city. So did Trump on January 6th. The people of Jehu go down to this great Capitol building, so do the people of Trump. The people of Jehu surround the building, so do the people of Trump. The people of Jehu enter the building. They siege the building while proceedings are going on. So did the people of Trump. This is not about what Trump said or did, but simply it happened. Now, the interesting thing, there's a lot of significance to this.
Well, one of the things is that... Hold on. Did I just drop my microphone?
Yeah, you just dropped your mic. Okay.
Hold on. It's the first time I've had a mic here. So the thing is that at the end of January 6th that week, the Capitol Police, they announced how many people they had arrested on site. It became the number, made headlines. They said, we have arrested 80 people on site who were part of this. Well, in the account of Jehu and the storming of that Capitol building, it says 80 ish. It says how many people were involved. It says or went in. It cites 80 people, the same exact number of January 6th. And so there's something about it because the building that Jehu goes against is the Temple of Baal. And the Temple of Baal is linked to the sacrificing of children. Yes. And what's interesting is that when that week came, that was the week that the Congress was taken over by the other party that is actually for the killing of unborn children. So it actually became that just that week. You know,
exactly.
And so that's when it began. And so, but here's another thing, Bill, about this kind of it's a foreshadow because think about it. There's one king in the Bible who it says he drove Baal out. He pulled down the Temple of Baal. Okay. The Temple of Baal is linked to child sacrifice. So what is that telling us? It's saying that the modern day American Jehu is going to, in some way, he's going to be used to pull down a Temple of Baal. The Temple of Baal in America that allows for the killing of children was Roe versus Wade.
Exactly.
It happened no matter what you think of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was used to pull down, overturn Roe versus Wade, the American Temple of Baal, as in the paradigm.
Well, John, when you look at what Donald Trump did in terms of opening the window and demonstrating a clear contrast of what a blessed nation looks like, you know, because I think we forgot about that. We were so, I don't know, maybe we're just so beaten down because of the 8 previous years under the previous administration. And in fact, even, you know, the former president said, well, the best you'll ever do is probably about 2% GDP, you know, putting it in monetary terms. He was setting a limit. And Donald Trump came in and, you know, professed known limits. And, of course, the former president kind of mocked him and laughed at him. How dare he? But look what happened when there started to be some alignment and doing the right thing. you know, the jobs started flourishing. People were rejoicing, like, you know, like the Bible says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And we started to realize that. And now, you know, it's been taken away, and it really has been taken away. But again, only God knows his intention, because, you know, he's in charge. And I think that it's awakening people to realize that, you know, let's go back to what God said to Cain. You know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, there has to be a turning. There has to be revival. Mm-hmm. Because without that, again, even if we pass all the right laws, you know, they're going to be undone. Because if we don't get the children, if the children don't come to God, that's where it's going to go. And so that's why the battle, you know, that happens. That the cultural slide did not stop, even right. with the political change. So we need revival. That's, you know, those who are listening, listen, let this be a first call for us for the future now for revival, for a real revival and a real turning and a real Nineveh moment, you know.
Exactly.
But speaking at the same time, God's hand was still at work. And the thing is that one of the things about Jehu is that I said he was used to pull down the temple of Baal. That was where they were killing children. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, and Roe versus Wade is the modern day temple of Baal.
Right. Exactly.
Well, so what it's saying us now, this is, you can read back in the paradigm. I think I wrote it in 2017, but mm-hmm. it's still, this is there that what it's saying is that the Jehu, the American Jehu, is going to be instrumental in pulling down that, and he was.
Yes.
Even after he was out of power, because what he did, this American Jehu, is he put into place three Supreme Court justices. The last one happened just in the nick of the last moment of his presidency.
Right.
And that was the one, it was by one vote.
Yes.
That was the one that overturned Roe versus Wade. So even this whole thing about Jehu and the Temple of Baal was fulfilled. I mean, God still did it even without Trump being in the White House. He did it because of what he did before that. So that's part of the redemption of the Jubilee. All these things that happened was leading to that as well.
And as you said, at the exact time.
At the exact time, is it? Yeah. Well, he, you know what, when I calculated this, you know, and this was at the same time, you know, he had just a small window of time before that election to do what he did. I mean, it was the smallest window, but he did it because God wanted that vote in. And that's all that was needed at that exact time.
Exactly.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
By Jonathan Kahn, his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. Jonathan, what about the mysterious object from the Middle East that appeared in New York and D.C.?
Well, this actually was an object that was linked to the Temple of Baal that actually stood, the ancient Temple of Baal that stood in the Middle East for like 2,000 years. They took an object, they erected the Arch of Baal in New York City. Mm-hmm. And they did it just when Trump was rising to the presidency. And they did it at City Hall. I went there to film it and record it. And so we actually saw this. And the leaders of New York, they had a ceremony. They actually had music from Baal. They actually proclaimed it. They actually had a sign that said Temple of Baal. And so that appeared. It was like a war between Baal and Jehu. And then later on, when Trump nominated one of those three, which was Kavanaugh, and remember, all hell broke loose on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because of they didn't want this. They didn't want abortion overturned. And so, but something happened strange in the middle of that, those hearings, an object appears in Washington. It's the Arch of Baal now in Washington. And it appeared right in front, right in the National Mall overlooking the Capitol Hill where they're having it. So this war between Baal and Jehu or Baal and God is still waging, is still happening. And that went all the way up to Roe versus Wade.
Jonathan, a thought came to mind, and as I was reading this in your book, my spirit became kind of, agitated. In looking at D.C. and looking at the Washington Monument, there's something about that that bothers me. I cannot put my finger on it, and I don't know if you're prepared to address that, if there's any revelation on that, but I see this almost as a I don't know, some demonic manifestation. It doesn't set right in my spirit for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'll just say two things, which are I'm not judging the thing, but two things. One is, well, it's an obelisk, obelisk, which is a pagan, which is a pagan form. I mean, in fairness, the Capitol building is also has a pagan form. It's formed after the pantheon of gods, And by the way, let me throw something else. Part of the Capitol, they believe was actually formed after the ancient temple of Baal. You can imagine. That's a whole other thing. But on the other hand, I believe on the top of the Washington Monument, it says, praise the Lord. You know, it says, it has some like scripture, praise the Lord. Who knows? It's a mix, Bill. I mean, Washington's a mix of pagan and God,
Right.
So it depends who's in power, I think.
Right. I guess, yeah. It's kind of like Paul says, like the Decapolis, I noticed that you serve many gods. You believe in many gods, right?
Yeah. Marcel. And I mean, that's the other side. It's like we're in Rome as well, but also God is on the throne and he moves,
Amen. Jonathan Kahn, we've got about 8 minutes left here, and I want you to kind of, take us to conclusion. Again, the book Josiah Manifesto, available at all the usual places. It's just been released, hot off the presses, and get ready. The revelation is deep, it's fast, it will take your breath away, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll give a little taste, because there's so much.
Yes.
One is that even the overturning of Roe versus Wade followed exactly the 50-year mystery. Everything happened 50 years. In fact, I'll let me get another thing. In the Bible, there's a day called Sivan 23. That's the day that in the book of Esther, Mordecai issued a decree to nullify the evil decree of Haman that was bringing death. Well, there was another case that would end up overturning Roe versus Wade. And that case was called Dobbs versus Jackson. And it was sent to the Supreme Court on Sivan 23, the day of the decree that will overturn the evil decree in the Bible. That's a little take. The other thing is that there's another mystery called the mystery of days in the book, that all these ancient days of God, where the appointed days of God, actually lie behind all the shakings of America. Not only what was going to happen, but the actual dates. I'll just mention without going through anything, to say that one of them is called the day of, is the feast of the plague, and it's linked to a plague, ancient day of a plague and a lockdown, and that is what was behind COVID and the lockdown. The next holy ancient day is about fire, and when that happened, fire breaks out all over America, the cities, summer of rage, everything happens. It exploded on the exact ancient day. Another one is linked to the high court. Another ancient day is linked to the high court and God doing something with it. On that day, which is the Feast of Trumpets, on that day, the Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg is taken from this world, and it opens up the seat to overturn abortion on the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, so there's so much. And then there's something called the Day of Turning, ancient day in Hebrew of turning. On the Day of Turning, America's course actually turned. Okay. And I can't go through the details. Let's say it wasn't just the day. It was the hour, the minute, and the exact second. It was recorded on film. I mean, it's exact second. A few other things just have come. I'm just giving it a taste. And that is that I will say this. All these mysteries, and there's much more, all come together and converge to open up a key. And it's linked to the broken altar. Now, if you look at the cover, this is a broken altar.
Yes.
And when we have no greater altar in America, I mean, horrible altar than abortion. When Roe versus Wade was overturned, that was the cracking of the altar. In the Bible, that's a mega sign. That two things. One is that we are at the Josiah moment.
Yes.
The altars are linked to these ancient King Josiah more than any other person. He broke the altars. We are at the Josiah moment. That means we are on the verge of judgment on one side or revival on the other. And this is the most critical moment. And what this is opening up is that I believe God is giving a key, because all these things point to one person, which is Josiah. Josiah lived in a time just like this: apostasy, sexual immorality, gender confusion, and even the offering of children.
Right.
Josiah, yet he did, was not overcome by the evil. He overcame it. One man changed the course of history, and we are to be that. So the last part of the book, as you know, Bill, the last part of the book is the manifesto, which I believe is the Lord giving this from the Bible, saying this is the key. What are the keys? How do we overcome? How can we stand? What are the powers we have for this moment? How do we live with how do we overcome persecution? How do we overcome apostasy? How do we protect our family? And how do we deal with our own life? That's what the 100 pages of the manifesto, and not only for this time, but basically it's for the end time. So that's why it all leads to this. There is hope, but we have to rise to that call.
Well, and as you say, Jonathan, it's not like it's going to be easy. I mean, there's going to be some suffering. There's going to be persecution. We know that. And so we need to armor up and prepare ourselves. And if that doesn't cause you to hold on to Jesus' garment all the more, I don't know what else you need.
Yeah. Listen, you know, one of the things, Bill, about this time that we're in and the end times is that, you know, it gets dark. The culture gets dark. But if the dark clarifies things, because the grays disappear, the grays are disappearing. And you more than ever, we have to know who we are.
Exactly.
You know, that's how it was in Josiah's time. And the thing is that as the dark gets darker, God is calling the lights of God to get brighter. We got to go all out. You know, Messiah was revolutionary. We got to become revolutionary. The book of Acts is revolutionary. It's time to become, this could be the greatest hour, truly, if we rise to it. God is looking for his Josiahs.
Exactly. Well, he's giving us hope here. It's quite clear of that. And as you say, Jonathan, I like how you describe it. You describe it in the book is that all the gray is out. It's either black or it's white, isn't it?
That's right. The end times are not just bad. They're also good. You know, it's intense both ways. You know, the power of God is on the end times. He's going to pour his spirit. The gospel is spread and God's people become like the apostles. Because if you stand, you're going to become like Paul. If you stand, it's going to purify us. We're going to become like the prophets. It's going to get the gray out of us. You know, it's like the dark is getting the gray out to get totally dark. It's time for the lights to get the gray out of our lives to get totally bright.
Well, the end times are here. They're amongst us. Even Dr. Billy Graham said when he was asked if these are the last days before he died, he said, these are the last of the last days. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Josiah Manifesto, the ancient mystery and guide for the end times is a must read book and companion that you must not only read yourself, but to share it with everybody that you have influence over. Jonathan, remind everybody the book's availability and we'll have about a minute for you to, you know, summarize and close things out for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Josiah Manifesto literally, as you've seen it, and thank you for, is literally everywhere where, right? It just came out. So it's wherever there are books. It's on Amazon. You can go online right now. Everywhere. It's in even Walmart, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. I pray you get it not only for yourself, but get it for people in your life because God is calling us right now in this hour. Where are we and what do we need to do? So literally everywhere. And if they want, I don't often do that, but if you want it, the ministry that I lead is called Hope of the World. If people want to get, we send out free gifts and free prophetic updates. It's hopeoftheworld.org. That simple. If you want that, it's hopeoftheworld.org. But we're in New Jersey here. If you're ever, and you too, Bill, if you're ever in New Jersey, be my guest at the Jerusalem Center, where I lead that, the congregation.
Well, I keep threatening you that I'm going to show up, and I promise I will, no doubt, especially now that I'm on the other side of hip replacement surgery, Jonathan.
We've alerted our security.
Okay, very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know why he is known as the prophetic voice of this generation. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has been our guest. Rabbi, thank you so much. Shalom, my good friend.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Bill.
God bless you. Jonathan Kahn, what a special man and a contribution to the body of Christ. And our thanks immensely for Jonathan for coming on the show. For more information and how you can be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. And make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know